It's sports season. It's fall sports. And head coach of the MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly Volleyball team is here with us, Paula Wiedemann. And thanks for swinging by.
Hey, no problem. Absolutely glad to be here.
Man alive, have we got some changes. An athletic director?
I know. Look at us. We're growing up, man.
I'm telling you, that's awesome. Gives you a little, takes a little bit off your plate.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, the big picture here is what we're, you know, and I am fully supportive of what we're trying to do as an institution. And that is something that's been important to me for a long time. I think anyone who knows me and been around me understands that. There are things that we need to kind of create in order to just continue to grow. Okay. And I'm not talking just athletics. I'm just talking in general.
Yes.
And that's an important piece. And I really care about just what the university does moving forward. And I absolutely love the things that they have going on with the welding program, the autism. There are so many pieces in place that just continue to help us do good things. And that's important to me too.
Yeah. And, you know, congratulations, a former player.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Is now going to be a two-time Hall of Famer with Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Kate Stepanova has been, you know, just her impact on the game, not only here, but moving forward has been something that, you know, it's been exciting to watch. And like I said, the process that she had to go through just when she came to the States, you know, there's so much that goes into that. And her time here in West Plains was very special to her. And it was something that she continues to look back on and appreciate. And that is something I appreciate because it really does mean something to her. And so, you know, that's something, I mean, she reached out after the announcement and she's like, hey, here's an invite. I want you to come. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's just a connection.
Yeah.
And that is the beauty of it. So I'm super excited for her. It is a very well-deserved honor that she, like I said, her impact on the game in many areas has been tremendous.
Well, and, you know, that's what makes an event that's coming up here in, well, actually a week from this Saturday,
yeah,
even that much more special. And that's your big alumni game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you never know who's going to be able to show up. And that's something that, you know, we had to move it up a week because our season is starting earlier than normal this year, a weekend ahead. And so that may play a factor in some things as far as people being able to travel. But it, like I said, we love having our alumni back anytime they can come. Like I said, we've been surprised more than once. You never know who might just walk through the door. So I'm looking forward to it as usual. I mean, if it's an alumni game, scrimmage type situation that just gives us a chance to enjoy the day and have our alumni connect with our current players. And that's something that's really important to me because that is some, you know, those pieces, it's like you don't have to play together here, but your experience here is something that is very constant. And that is something that they can connect and understand very quickly.
Well, and it's all going to start, I believe, at Hibby's with a lunch at 11.
Yeah.
And then the game will get underway, the match, scrimmage at 3 p.m. at,
yep,
the West Plains Civic Center. And everybody is welcome to attend. And, I mean, you'll be thoroughly impressed with the enthusiasm and just how tight a family the Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzly Volleyball program truly is. It's a wonderful event. And then, you know, it's you got a scrimmage and then bam, it's on.
Yeah, but it's on.
So how has the you know, recruiting's done? You've got your team.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the players that are returning and then some of your new additions.
Yeah. Super excited about this group. You know, last year, the experience that they went through, this group of freshmen that are now returning for their sophomore year, the experience that they had through the leadership that they were able to follow, mm-hmm, you know, they had good leadership. They have taken that and they understand how important that is because it's like these freshmen are coming in and, you know, any new player, whether they're a transfer or a freshman, how we go about doing our business matters. And there's no question what we need to do in order to get into a good place at the end of the season. So I've been super impressed because, you know, I've been doing this a while and the things that you notice about how your team goes about doing that is really important. And team leadership from your sophomores is a big, big deal. because it means that they, and they don't lead in the same way, but they are giving something in their own way, but it's unquestionable. And that to me is something, you know, they absolutely want to do some great things this year, and they have the ability to do that, but they know it takes the work to get it done. So they're not letting, you know, these freshmen that, and transfers that came in, they pretty much are just walking in the door going, okay, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're not seeing a lot of different things. It's like, this is how we go about doing our business. So, you know, couldn't be more excited about our returners because of just the progress that they made through the season last year. Oh my gosh, you know, it was tremendous. And then the spring, holy cow. There is a lot to be said. You know, people don't get to watch us play in the spring that much because it's just our training season, but that is where so many things change and set you up for what you do the next year. And we've had a string of good, you know, spring seasons or good things happening over the last three years, and that matters. And that's where that feel for what you're going to be able to accomplish the next year or what you're capable of doing is set. And our spring ended, and I'm sitting there going, man, we are so much better right now than we were at the end of fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have all the same pieces, but I think the pieces we've added with this incoming group are going to be, as a group, are going to be really solid. You know, they got to get on the court together. They have to, the chemistry, all the things that go with it, those are the unknowns. So you have to get a little lucky sometimes, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that's just it. But I think what they're trying to put together and how they're going to kind of put those pieces together, it takes time. Like I said, you have a beginning and you have an end. And I said, and it's connected. And how we connect those dots is going to matter as we move forward. Yeah.
I just, for me, I love it when, you know, you've got a group and, you know, but yet those that are looking to earn their right, to be front and center, it's all about, you know, those closed doors, I love it when, you know, when I hear a coach say, man, I tell you what, these girls that we got, they're pushing. They are pushing you know, my six returners or my, what, you know.
Being competitive in the gym is a big deal. And that is something that, you know, I mean, that's intentional whenever you're looking at adding pieces. And so positionally, and then in just the big picture of being able to compete on a day-to-day basis. Part of what has continued to grow over the last two or three years. And that's something that's really important because, you know, you've got to be able to put things together and feel like that your six that will be on the floor at any given time have something coming at them. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like positionally we have that. They're going to have to compete for positions. Anybody who has watched our teams the last couple, two, 3 years, we where we start and where we finish are different places. Not only as far as just how we're playing, but also what's going to make us the most productive and most efficient team that we can be. And that is something that you may not know in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, experiment here and this and that. And we've had big positional changes especially the last 2 years that automatically made us better. I mean, as soon as those things happen and they just kind of play themselves out through the season, I try not to get too set on something where it doesn't just, it's like, this is who we are and we're not going to change. Oh man, you can lose a lot there. So
if you're not changing, you're getting left behind.
Well, you can. And, you know, and it's like, I think sometimes, you know, and that's one thing in recruiting that we talk about is that what pieces can you add to what we have? And if you can add to more than one place, that is, man, that just makes us more versatile. Like I said, our ability to become productive and efficient, because this game is played in that kind of fashion. It's never perfect. You're never going to just, you know, not make mistakes and all that stuff. It's about how you can produce points. And, you know, that's one of the things that last year we were able to do very well. Defensively, there's no way we're not going to be a strong defensive team. I won't let that happen.
That was your strength.
It was, but man, we could put the ball away. And our offense the last couple years, and especially last season, the ability to make every attacker on the floor available, man. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are. We play out of system as well as any team, because that's the game is played out of system a lot. We want to be really good there. And so the amount of time that we put into just getting to the, we don't care where the ball is. We're going to do something with it to create issues. And the patience that it takes, because you're never, I mean, there are very few teams out there that play at a high level that have, you know, a tough schedule, that play and they're just earning points on the first swing. It's nice when it happens.
Yeah.
But
oh,
like
yeah.
I tell my players, I'm like, we've got to take more than one swing, make more than one dig. And when we can put those together to where we just are patient enough to allow that to happen,
mm-hmm.
that's, if you get impatient, then you start trying to do too much, you know, and errors start to just build up. So minimizing that is a big piece of really being successful.
And communication on the floor. If you're, as a spectator, you know, if you're hearing a really good line of communication,
yeah.
you know, from the front row to the back row to the front row, libero talking, you know,
yeah.
letting great things are going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've really taken ownership of that.
Because, you know, last year when we talked early the season, that was the one you had said, we really need to work on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there hasn't been a team that I've coached that we don't need to work on that. but these, like I said, this group of returners, they've really taken that to heart. And there are things that I've, you know, in the beginning, and maybe because it's exciting and they're ready to go, but now they're really sore and tired because, you know, it starts to build up in this preseason. It's when it's needed. It's not, you know, like I said, they don't get to pick and choose when something is going to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to just do it. And so it needs to become something of who we are, not just that we're trying to find it. So, so far they've done a great job. We try to put them in situations where when things are really hard, that's whenever you have to figure out how to make things happen. And that piece, they understand, because last year the team took that to heart. They did a lot with it. And I don't see anything different in this group of sophomores leading, our incoming kids, because they understand that that's an important piece. And they love the feeling that they have on the court when that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like you know what it takes, and you want to have that feeling. I said that in itself takes care of the volleyball side. So, it's hard to play really good volleyball without having that kind of communication going on.
Hey, we're going to talk more with